Let's get more political reaction. Richard Boy Barrett, People Before Profit, TD, is in our Dáil studio. Good afternoon, Deputy. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. What do you make of this budget?
Well, I think the government have attempted to sort of dazzle people with a whole series of one-off measures that when you sort of hear the announcement, you think you might be getting something. But when you look closely then, and as people will feel the reality, they're going to realise the vast, vast majority of working people and people on fixed incomes will actually be worse off because of inflation. I was looking through the government's own budget book on what the income increases would be for people on sort of average, low and average, modest earnings for workers and pensioners. And all of them are significantly below the inflation rate. So in general, it's about a 2%, maybe 3% increase in what you will come out with at the end of the year. But inflation is running officially at 5%. But if you look at the consumer price index, it's up by about 6%. Mm-hmm.
Tax concessions didn't go far enough, you're saying?
Well, whether you give it through higher wages, higher payments, or getting rid of the USC, which we would favour, and doing all of those things, people will actually end up worse off. And then you look at the housing situation, and the government have done absolutely nothing, I mean literally zero, to increase the output and delivery of social and affordable housing. So they're sticking to a plan that is failing. They're not ramping up the level of capital investment in building, acquiring, refurbishing to deliver social and affordable housing from the existing targets, which, as we can see, are failing, where the numbers of people homeless are increasing, and they have all this budget surplus, and it would be a very prudent expenditure of the extra money, the billions of extra money they have, to put that into delivering a higher amount of social and affordable housing. But they have failed to do that.
A comment on the social welfare package, the social protection package, worth we were told by Pascal Donoghue, almost 1.1 billion euro increases in weekly payments, increases in other allowances as well. What's your verdict?
Well, it is less than the increases in the cost of living. 12 euro is simply, I mean, the official line for being in danger of poverty or living in poverty is 318 euro. Some estimates will put it at 300 euro a week. Well, everybody is going to be well, well short of that with this very, very small 12 euro increase. So in reality, it is not going to cover the cost of living hikes that people have experienced. And when you look at the fact that there were more than 250,000 people in electricity arrears last year, nearly one in four people in gas arrears, and that's going into this winter, and it's clear the government has given less this winter than they gave last winter, we are looking at a very, very worrying situation for pensioners, for people on disability, for social welfare dependent families are going to be hit very hard with as we head into the winter with the cost of living hikes.
Richard Boy Barrett, People Before Profit, thank you for that.